Now, friends, we come here in the 46th Psalm, beginning with it, I should say, with a little cluster of three psalms, and they are all a prophetic picture of the kingdom that's coming on this earth. Remember, Psalm 45, a great millennial psalm, speaks of the coming of the king to establish his kingdom here upon this earth, the millennial kingdom. So now these three psalms set before us this kingdom. And this is the reason that today more attention should be given to the psalms, that we get a proper understanding of them. Now, this 46th psalm here is a wonderful psalm. It's one that God's people have turned to, and rightly so. It's called, by the way, if you will notice the heading of it, "To the chief musician for the sons of Korah, a song upon Alamoth." And this song upon Alamoth, the word Alma is used in Isaiah 7:14, where it says, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive." Now, evidently, Alamoth means virgins or maidens' voices. And it would refer us, I think, actually back to another great song of deliverance and of victory that was sung back when the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea. And we're told that they sang the song of Moses. But who led the singing? I don't think Moses was a much better song leader than I am, and I'm no good at all. But the one who led the singing was his sister. And here we read in verse 20 of Exodus 15. Now, that wonderful song, and I can't go back and look at it, but when they crossed the Red Sea, they sang this song. Who led it? Verse 20 now of Exodus 15. "And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, 'Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously, the horse and the rider hath he thrown into the sea.'" So that the song leader on that occasion and the soloist was Miriam, the sister of Moses. Now we have here another great redemption. And the redemption at the Red Sea was not the redemption by blood. That took place when they came out of Egypt. They were redeemed the night that the death angel passed over, when the blood of the Lamb was put on the doorposts. And they were redeemed then by power. But when they crossed the Red Sea, it was redemption by power. And the enemies that had troubled them, they were destroyed. And here you have, some think it's really a soprano solo. It really hits a high note. Now, we need always to put this psalm in here where it belongs, after the 45th. And it goes along with this little cluster, 46, 47, and 48. I don't think we have any more right to take this psalm out and look at it separately without looking at it in the setting in which it is, any more than that little boy that misquoted Scripture. And he was asked to give a definition of a lie. What is a lie? And the little fellow put together two scriptures that were totally unrelated, but he got them together. He says a lie is an abomination unto the Lord, but a very present help in time of trouble. You can see he misinterpreted Scripture. We smile at him, but what about the folk that lift this psalm out, the old psalm? I think they're more guilty of misinterpreting Scripture, by the way. And so we have here a wonderful solo. It's not the blues, it's the hallelujah chorus. And it's not rock music, but those that were on the rock.